RMT members strike and rebel at the 26th of October 2022 RMT picket. Photo: Coventry Socialist Party RMT picket. Photo: Coventry Socialist Party Paul Reilly, former RMT NEC member. The RMT Rail Union is reballoting members working for Network Rail and 14 train operating companies, TOCs, due to the draconian Tory anti-trade union laws, which require a reballot every 6 months. The current government has announced that it will push through further restrictions, aiming to enforce minimum service requirements, effectively forcing workers to cross picket lines. On Wednesday, the 2nd of November, Network Rail Maintenance RMT members will commence 7 days of action, in response to threats from the company that would mean thousands of job losses. In addition, members in Network Rail operations will be taking 3 days of strike action on 5, 7 and the 9th of November, over continued attacks on terms and conditions, the imposition of new technology, and the lack of a decent pay offer. The threats by the TOCs would see the closure of every ticket office, and attacks on station staff and train crew terms and conditions, including renewed attacks on the role of the guard. The government has continued to fund the losses of the TOCs to the tune of over £120 million so far, on condition that the companies agree to give the final say on any deal to the Transport Secretary. This has prevented the union from negotiating anything through the correct channels. The only pay offer outlined so far has been an insulting 2% for this year, and 1% for next year. Therefore, there will be strike action on the TOCs on Saturday the 5th of November, alongside the action on Network Rail. All Network Rail and TOC members must return their ballot papers and vote yes to industrial action. The companies and the government want to push through with every attack they've ever planned on our members, and destroy the industry as we know it. As we have said from the start, these attacks are not new. They are not due to the reduction of passengers during the COVID pandemic. They are the latest step in decades of ideologically driven attacks on our industry, to maximize profit at the expense of workers and the public. That includes 13 years of Tony Blair's New Labour government failing to reverse the shambolic privatization of the railways, and only bringing maintenance back in-house due to a series of fatal accidents. The Tories are falling apart in front of our eyes. We have to fight to kick them out, and demand that Keir Starmer's Labour nationalises the railways, and not just as contracts expire.